What's up, college baseball fans? Welcome to another episode of the 11.7 podcast, where we are here to preview weekend number six of the college baseball season. I think every single conference is starting conference play now, which is exciting. There was a couple last week that didn't start quite yet. But if that's not the case, I'm sorry. If there's still one more week, my bad. But anyways, yeah, we got some exciting things planned. Jack's going to hop on here towards the end of the episode. He's working right now. Dimitri's got softball in an hour and a half. So we're going to try to crank this out real quick. But we promised you guys something fun. We're going to lead off the show filling out our March Madness bracket. But the twist is, instead of basketball, we're going to pick the winner based off of the baseball team. So we'll start off the show there. And then we'll do our weekend series pick 'em, our midweek recap. We'll do all the normal stuff for our Wednesday, Thursday episode. But before we get to that, we got to do a home field spot. Our partners at Home Field Apparel, we got to pick out a team of the week. So actually, instead of a team of the week, right now during March Madness, Home Field Apparel is actually doing mystery boxes, which is sick. So, or maybe they're not doing it anymore. They might not be. Nope, I don't think they are. Earlier this month, they were doing mystery boxes, which was pretty sick. But as you can see, like, pretty much every college baseball fan probably supports their school and their basketball. They got a ton of cool basketball stuff. Over 150 schools here. Golly, coughing right into the mic.
No, I didn't. I coughed way away. I turned away.
Sounded like you did it right into the mic. But here we are. We're going to make who was the team of the week? Who did something really cool? Oh, we got pro sports, too. We got NASCAR, different collections. Let's see here. Let's just go to best sellers for right now. Because as you guys can see, if you use our promo code CWS24, you get 15% off your first purchase. And it helps us out. It helps track how many shirts we're selling for them. They're sponsoring our Patreon weekend series pick'em contest all year. They're going to be giving away the grand prize, so it's awesome. But look at some of these bestsellers. Good stuff here.
The really, Gator. Really cool. I'm not even a Gator fan. The Gator one, cool.
I don't understand Auburn with the peacock, but that's pretty cool. Peacock sell.
Why are they the peacock?
No idea.
Are they Tennessee
the War Eagles? Are they the War Eagles? Are they the Tigers? Peacocks? Who knows?
Maybe it's like Long Beach. They're dirtbag. Are UNLV running Rebels on the basketball court, and there's something else baseball.
Wrestling Rebels on the baseball field. Yeah.
And then Long Beach is dirtbags on the baseball field. And what on the basketball field?
49ers.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was a very, very slow start to the show. I promise we're going to pick it up. It is time to do March Madness bracket. And I'm going to submit this bracket to my bracket pool. I'm in like a $20 pool with some buddies. And basically, all right, so this is my idea of this. I think what we should do is the first game, let's just pretend like it's game one starter. And then game two, let's pretend like it's a Saturday starter. Game three, Sunday starter.
And then game one?
Yeah, go back to game one for the Elite Eight. But then, I promise, guys, this is going to be great.
No. Let's do this. Friday night of regional, Saturday regional, Sunday regional, Monday winner take all, and then Final Four and championship is your one and two.
I'm down. So we'll start up there in the top left. UConn against Stetson. Now this one's close. UConn started out pretty slow this year, but they had a really tough schedule. Overall, I think if these two teams played in a weekend series game one, I'm probably going to take UConn. I'm going to double check and make sure they might have played each other this year, to be honest.
No, they haven't.
Okay. They have not played each other. Let's look at the RPI. I know the RPI is not a tell-all, but Stetson sitting at 170, UConn. Well, 43. UConn's 8-11, but 43 RPI. They've beat South Florida. They beat Louisville. Lost a one-run game to Indiana State. Swept by a good Cal team. They won on Friday against Auburn. Swept by UC Santa Barbara. Beat Irvine and UCLA, and then 1-2 out of 3 against Cal Baptist. I think we got to go UConn here.
I'm going to go Stetson here. I like Stetson here. I think they slipped up this past weekend against Jacksonville. Came back. No, Jacksonville, the one that had a good week. Took 2 out of 3 against Stetson and then beat Florida on Tuesday night. But I'm really down on UConn this year. Give me the Hatters.
We need a tiebreaker here. I think UConn would win on a Friday night. They beat Auburn on Friday night. Maybe. So they've beaten South Florida on Friday. That was opening day. And then they beat Auburn on a Friday. Let's go UConn.
Hold on.
You got to remember, I'm also submitting this bracket. So I can't
Listen. We're having a tech because I can't select the team on that bracket. Let me get the other one.
Oh, you can't?
No, it won't let me.
Oh, God. Do you want me to sign into my ESPN account and I actually fill it in?
I pulled it up. I have it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. That NCAA one was like much cleaner, but we can do this.
All right. A little dark. You might have to zoom in a little bit too.
All right, hold on. There we go. All right, perfect. Okay.
All right. Now we got FAU against Northwestern. I think this is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, better?
Yeah, this is good. I would take FAU on a Friday night.
100%. Not even, we don't need to spend any time on that.
Okay. San Diego State UAB is pretty close. I'm going to be honest. San Diego State's not as good this year.
I'm leaning the Blazers big time here.
Yeah, San Diego State's 248 in the RPI. They're 6-13. UAB 129. They're 10-10. Let's go UAB.
UAB. 10-10. 2 quad 1 wins. All right, let's do it. By the way, I'm not going to keep switching screens. Sorry, guys.
All right. Auburn, Yale. Auburn, easy. BYU, Duquesne. BYU. Illinois, Morehead State.
Ooh, that would be fun, but I think we got to lean the fighting line out here.
Let me see what Morehead State's done on Fridays, because I know they've played a pretty tough schedule. One against Dayton on Friday, one against North Alabama, one against Butler, lost 10-3 to Ole Miss.
Didn't Illinois play in that tournament in Conway, or maybe the Snowbird in Florida?
I think they did both.
Did they play the Wake Forest? They played one of those tournaments in North Carolina or Florida.
So they beat Akron 3-1. They lost to Coastal 17-9. Lost to Florida State 13-7. Lost to Tennessee 6-3.
I think we got to lean Illinois here.
Yeah, let's go Illinois. I don't know if Drake has a baseball team.
I think that's an automatic Washington State win.
Yeah.
To the round of 32.
Washington State, go ahead. So does that mean Washington State has used a Friday starter, or do they get
the keep? They have to burn their Friday starter.
In the forfeit?
In a forfeit, yep.
Same thing for South Dakota State beats Iowa State. No, stop.
What?
South Dakota State wins.
Huh?
Iowa State doesn't have baseball, buddy.
They both don't have baseball. Oh, yeah. South Dakota State does. Yeah, I know they do. All right. And then
scroll down. North Carolina, easy. Mississippi State, easy.
Ooh. That's a really good game.
I don't know how good St. Mary's
is. St. Mary's, remember they fought with Florida in that weekend series. They won one. They battled well, kind of. Came up short on Sunday, but it was like Florida walked them off or something. Grand Canyon, kind of middle of the pack too. St. Mary's ceiling is high. Grand Canyon, I think floor is higher.
St. Mary's also lost to Oakland 5-0 on a Friday. They beat Utah Valley, beat Seattle, lost.
I would lean Grand Canyon here.
I think I would lean St. Mary's here, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I can do that.
Yeah, let's go St. Mary's. Alabama, easy win over Charleston, even though Charleston's solid. Clemson, New Mexico. Clemson, easy win. Baylor, Colgate. Baylor, easy. Dayton, Nevada.
I like the Flyboys this year.
Nevada's not bad, though.
No, they're not bad. But Dayton, I think Dayton is a better hitting team than Nevada. I mean, we can do this. Here. Let's see what Dayton stacks up.
I have Nevada's pulled up on my screen. Nevada's won, I think, every single Friday night.
I mean, Dayton, they're top 150-ish, top 130 in offense.
What's Dayton's RPI?
Dayton's RPI 119.
Nevada 111.
I mean, what do you want to do here?
Up to you. I don't care. They're going to lose to Arizona.
Let's go Flyboys.
All right, let's go Dayton. Arizona, Long Beach State. This is close, too.
Dude, Arizona, obviously the more talented team, but I would kind of want to pick Long Beach here on a Friday night.
Let's check Friday nights. I know Long Beach just got swept, but.
But they also should have swept Washington, which is funny.
Arizona beat Northeastern on a Friday night. Lost 3-4 to Dallas Baptist. Lost 8-10 against San Diego. Beat USC Friday. Lost a one-run game to Arizona State.
So Long Beach, look at their pitching.
Yeah, they got good pitching.
They can't hit for shit, but they can pitch. They beat Washington Friday, beat Omaha, beat Milwaukee, lost to Wichita, lost to Santa Barbara. I think we got to go Arizona.
Yeah, let's go Arizona.
All right,
let's go back to the top right. I just want to say thank you for doing the bracket the right way. I hate when people go like quadrant at a time.
You got to go left side, right. Left side, right.
All the way down left, all the way down right. That's the right way to do it. All right, Houston, winner. A&M. A&M beats Nebraska, yes. James Madison, bye against Wisconsin. Wisconsin doesn't have baseball. Duke beats Vermont.
All right, hold on. In real basketball, I think James Madison might win this game.
5 versus a 12? For sure. Maybe. Right. Texas Tech, NC State. This is close because they both have kind of been trash. I would just bet the over on this
game. What do you mean? NC State just beat Coastal last night.
Oh, yeah, but I was talking – they got swept on against Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah. I mean – let's check it out.
Texas Tech sitting at 60 in the RPI. NC State.
NC State is 42. NC State's got a really good offense. Top 26 in all three categories. Can't pitch. Beat VCU, beat Hawaii, beat Towson, beat Boston College, lost to Georgia Tech. Beat Coastal.
Am I making this up or didn't they play Hawaii?
Yeah, they did.
Did they beat Hawaii?
They beat Hawaii, yeah.
Did you say Hawaii? I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Texas Tech's 15-6, sitting at 60 in the RPI. Lost to Tennessee 6-2. Smacked Texas Southern 32-5. Beat Gardner-Webb. Let's go.
I think, okay, based on this bracket, NC State is the home team. I would take NC State at home, Texas Tech in Lubbock.
Well, Texas Tech's the home team. They're a higher seed.
All right. Yep. Texas Tech it is.
All right. We'll take Texas Tech. Kentucky, easy. Florida, easy. No. Western Kentucky beats Marquette. Marquette does not have baseball. Neither. Yep. So Florida wins on a bye as well because Boise State and Colorado, who's playing right now, they don't have baseball.
Yep.
Neither does Marquette. All right. That was an easy quadrant. All right. Let's scroll down. Bottom right.
Yep.
Purdue Grambling. Give me Purdue. TCU beats Utah State. Gonzaga? Wait, McNeese or Gonzaga?
I would take Gonzaga on a Friday night over McNeese.
I'm pretty sure McNeese has a nasty Friday guy. They're sitting at 54 in the RPI.
I do like McNeese. I'm not saying McNeese sucks.
Because McNeese played Arkansas, that they lost 3-1 to Arkansas on Friday. That's the guy I watched pitch.
I mean, we can do.
Matt's in here now. Let's.
Oh, there he is.
We're live. Filling out the bracket.
In the building.
Here's the deal. They don't call me Joe Lenardi of college baseball for nothing. Fire me up. Gentlemen, I know you guys are already crushing it.
Jack, who do you like more, Gonzaga or McNeese? Who wins in baseball?
Well, an old friend, Antonio Garcia, once coached at Gonzaga. Young third baseman at Texas Tech now. McGee, give me the Zags.
We love it.
All right, that's enough. Kansas beats Samford. Ooh, South Carolina, Oregon's tricky.
I just got clicky happy because I really want to take Oregon here.
The last episode, I berated South Carolina.
I know you did.
They're still a good team.
Have you heard any backlash on that, by the way?
No, not yet. I was trying to play it low key. I think I'm taking South Carolina to win that series. Like on a Friday. So, Jack, here's the rule.
Series. We're doing Friday night.
Yeah, a Friday night, I think South Carolina beats Oregon.
Where's the game being played?
South Carolina. They're the higher seed.
Yeah.
At home. Yeah, but are South you guys, Carolina. Yeah.
All right, we'll go yeah, South Carolina here.
Creighton beats Akron. Texas beats Colorado State. They don't have baseball. Tennessee should beat St. Peter's easily. All right, we got the first round done. Let's go to the second round. All right.
Here we go.
UConn FAU. This is tricky, fellas. I might take UConn again on a Saturday.
UConn is not that good this year, man.
Dude, they've played such a tough schedule, though.
I know, but like, I mean.
Well, didn't FAU beat Vanderbilt on a Saturday?
I mean, let's see here. South Florida 2-1, lost to Cal, gave up 15, beat Auburn on Saturday, lost 4-3 to Santa Barbara on Saturday, beat Cal Baptist 8-0 on a Saturday.
I think we go UConn here.
You want to go UConn?
Yeah. FAU did beat Vanderbilt on a Saturday, though.
All right.
Well, Jack, I'm saying UConn. Jack, what do you say?
I'm a hater. I can't believe you guys didn't pick Stetson in the first round, to be honest with you.
I wanted Stetson. Ben wanted UConn.
I'm telling you, UConn's a better team than Stetson.
Yeah, for sure.
On a Friday?
Take the Huskies. I think FAU on a Friday would beat UConn, but maybe not on a Saturday.
Hey, so here's the rule. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, game four of regional on Monday, and then – rotation reverse to Friday, Saturday.
Love it. All in. Then, all yeah, right. take UConn. Unless FAU.
UConn beating FAU, round two. All right. UAB, Auburn. Auburn, easy win. BYU, Illinois. We'll go BYU, right?
I like BYU here.
I think BYU is a better baseball team. Yes. Washington State's a better baseball team than South Dakota State. Correct. All right, that's easy. So we got our Sweet 16 there.
Ooh.
God, UNC Mississippi State on a Saturday.
But it's in Chapel Hill. Give me the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill.
I don't know, man. I think
I like Mississippi State, but
Mississippi State just beat LSU on a Saturday.
Yeah, but they give a no, they lost.
No, they didn't. They lost.
Oh, you're right. They did. Dang.
That's tough.
But Mississippi State. Well,
Mississippi State lost to Air Force on a Saturday.
They lost
to Georgia Southern on a Saturday. They lost to LSU on a Saturday. I think we got to give it to UNC. Let me just check and see what UNC's done.
They lost to Miami. They got swept by Miami, and then they swept Pitt this past weekend.
Lost to ECU.
They played East Carolina. They beat East Carolina on Friday, and then lost Saturday. No. Yes, yeah, they lost.
Yeah, on the walk-off.
Yep.
All right, let's go UNC.
Yep.
Alabama beats St. Mary's. Clemson whoops Baylor.
It's the ball.
Arizona up. Whoops Dayton.
Right. Do they? Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Come on. Yes, they do.
I don't know.
Arizona they beat Northeastern 2 out of 3.
All right, here we go.
10, it just means more.
Texas A&M will beat Houston 2 out of 3. I mean, on a Saturday, sorry. Duke would beat James Madison on a Saturday.
Good ball game, though.
Yeah. Texas Tech, Kentucky.
If the Kentucky that I just saw this past weekend showed up, they steamroll Texas Tech.
If the Kentucky that showed up against Kennesaw State shows up. Look, right, this game is at Kentucky. I'm going to lean Kentucky. If it was in Lubbock, I would say Texas Tech.
Yep.
All right. This is a really tough one. Oh, no, no. Florida is going to kill West Virginia. I thought it was Florida, Tennessee. My bad. All right. Purdue, TCU. TCU would win that.
Boat race.
Gonzaga, Kansas. Kansas would win that. South Carolina would beat Creighton on a Saturday. Texas, Tennessee on a Saturday. I think I'm going Drew Beam, Tennessee. All right. We got our Sweet 16 now.
Here we go. Sunday, boys, you're up.
I'm pretty sure Auburn already played UConn. Didn't they already play UConn this year?
Yeah, I think in the second week, right?
Yeah, I think Auburn swept them.
No, but who won on Sunday?
Let's go. Auburn swept them.
No, Auburn lost Friday. The first game. Sorry, the first game of the doubleheader, but they did win 8-2 on Sunday. Let's go, Auburn. BYU, Washington State.
BYU.
Sunday. Well, we can't play on Sunday. BYU, this is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. BYU can't play on Sundays. I think
that eliminate them.
How is Washington State this year?
Dude, Washington State is not bad. They're not bad at all. I do like them.
2-4 in the Pac-12. They lost 13-4 to Texas State on Sunday. They lost to Rhode Island on Sunday. Lost to Utah on Sunday and lost to UCLA. They haven't won on a Sunday.
BYU, you are moving on to the Final Four.
Yep.
I didn't know they
Elite Eight. That's Elite Eight. All right. North Carolina, Alabama. I'm leaning Alabama.
I'm taking Alabama here, even in Chapel Hill.
Let's look at the Sunday records, though, fellas.
I think Alabama's strong.
18-3, dude. They just beat Tennessee on a Sunday. They lost to Dallas Baptist, though, on a Sunday.
Dallas Baptist is the top four seed.
Yeah, easily. Let's go Alabama. I think Alabama would win that series against North Carolina.
Yeah.
Or that's tough, dude.
I'm leaning Alabama here.
Give me Vance Honeycutt.
So you like North Carolina.
I think Alabama is going to be one of those teams
We got to go North Carolina, Dimitri, because North Carolina is 7th in the RPI, Alabama 19th. Let's go North Carolina.
You're going to base a team winning based on their RPI like that? I like Alabama on Sunday.
I think Alabama is below 500 by the end of SEC play. Like their SEC record's under 500 by the end of the season.
Under?
Hot take. Yeah, maybe it's not a hot take. Yeah, I think they're under 500 in the SEC this year, Alabama is.
I mean, what are we doing here, fella?
EJ McCann's been like absolutely stroking the ball lately.
Who would win in the A gap? An elephant or a Tar Heel?
Okay, a Tar Heel is going to create more speed, more thing. The elephant doesn't have to move and he ain't moving.
Okay.
North Carolina's only loss on Sunday was a 9-10 game against or at East Carolina. Let's take the Tar Heels.
All right, we did. Carolina did.
All right. Clemson wins against Arizona. All right. Ooh, Texas A&M Duke on a Sunday.
Big time. That's big time. I'm gonna lean Duke here.
Dude, that's a hell of a matchup.
Dude, so are we back to
Friday night here? Are we back to Friday night here?
No, we're on Sunday now.
Oh, that's tough. It's going to be a youngster.
So Duke did beat Coastal Carolina on a Sunday.
They beat Wake on a Sunday.
They lost to Clemson in 10 innings on Sunday. I think I'm going Duke here.
I'm going Duke.
I kind of think that that could be a super actually in real life.
It very well could be.
That's such a good matchup. All right. Florida, Kentucky.
Yes. Jack Cag Day, baby.
Yeah, on a Sunday. Give us Florida. So our final four. No, that's Elite Eight. Sorry. TCU, Kansas.
Boat race. We just saw this.
TCU, we did just see this.
Quite literally, boat race. It wasn't a good ball game. You want it to be TCU, but it wasn't.
No, but TCU Kansas did win on Sunday. Literally swept
their ass at home. This game is in Lawrence.
Kansas did sweep TCU, didn't they? No.
Yeah.
Yes.
They literally swept them.
Did TCU just lose two out of?
No, they got swept, buddy.
No, bro. TCU beat Kansas on Sunday. I'm positive. Yeah, they won 13-4.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're right.
So I think we go TCU here. Even though Kansas did win 2 out of 3.
Dude, let's go for the brand. Let's go with the Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
And dude, it's a Sunday.
I like it.
No, let's go TCU. We got to stick to our Sunday gut.
Who wins in the A gap, a frog or a hawk?
Give me a Jayhawk over a horned frog.
In the A gap?
That Jayhawk swooped down, wabam.
All right, let's try to finish this in the next 3 minutes because that'll be 30 minutes and then we can really talk baseball.
All right.
Carolina, Tennessee on a Sunday.
Easy.
You're taking Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Tennessee there too. All right, let's scroll back up. We got Elite Eight now. Auburn, BYU. Auburn.
Poor Dame.
And then North Carolina, Clemson. I like Clemson.
I like Carolina here, to be honest.
I do, too. I still don't believe in Clemson. They got beat by 17 by Kennesaw State. I know it's their only loss, but I can't help myself.
Clemson had looked really good the past 2 weekends. Past 3 weekends, South Carolina.
Go back. These are Friday night.
It's a Friday night, dude.
Yeah, it's Friday night. Auburn's still beating BYU.
Yeah,
Auburn's
Friday night. BYU. Friday night. It's in Chapel Hill.
Yep.
It's got Vance Honeycutt legacy game written all over it.
Oh, dude. Vance Honeycutt. I think I'm Clemson.
Vance Honeycutt's going to go 10 for 13 from the 3-point line.
Yeah,
I think I'm pretty sold on Clemson Friday night.
Really?
Even though they did.
I think two trumps won, though.
Both of Clemson's Friday night, or both of their losses were Friday night to Kennesaw State and Duke.
Yep, Carolina it is.
But wait, what has Carolina done on Fridays?
Doesn't matter. Carolina on Friday night.
They beat East Carolina. They lost to Miami 14-1, though.
But they didn't lose to Kennesaw State 18-1.
Yeah. All right. I'm good with North Carolina.
Boom. Friday night, Duke, Florida.
Oh, boy. You're going Duke?
100%.
I kind of am, too.
Yeah, I think I am, too. Florida struggled on Friday nights. They lost to St. John's. They almost lost to St.
They struggled Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Except for against Texas A&M, apparently.
I'll take Santucci to win on Friday.
Yep.
All right. The last one we have here is TCU, Tennessee, Friday night.
In Knoxville.
Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll take Tennessee.
Tennessee it is.
All right. So our final four. Let's try to wrap this up in a minute. Auburn, North Carolina, Duke, Tennessee.
Saturday.
Auburn, North Carolina.
Give me, oh my God, it's in Chapel Hill again. Give me Auburn.
I'm taking North Carolina.
All right, North Carolina. Jack, what do you got? 1-1 here.
North Carolina. North Carolina wins that game. I don't think Auburn's very good yet. Yeah, North Carolina.
North Carolina versus Duke or Tennessee on a Saturday. I'm taking Tennessee, Drew Beam.
Tennessee, Captain America, Drew Beam.
I'm taking Tennessee as well.
Sunday, North Carolina, Tennessee.
On a Sunday. Give me, oh my God.
Good old Rocky Top. Woo! Rocky Top, Tennessee. Congratulations, Tony Vitello, the most handsome man in all of college baseball. Just won
March Madness. Let's go. I'm going to vote here. I'm going to go with – we've been riding – hold on. We've been riding North Carolina through – let's see. What in North Carolina? Wagner, Mississippi State, Alabama, Clemson.
What a freaking pass, man.
Mississippi State, Alabama, Clemson.
You know the best part is people are going to listen and be like, oh, you guys totally did it for, like, hoops.
I'm going Auburn here. Yeah. Ben, you're the difference maker.
North Carolina wins that game.
North Carolina. Yeah. Auburn just got swept.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay. I'm going to go Tennessee here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Tennessee.
Tennessee. All right.
No, dude. All right. You know what's going to be terrible is, like, Alabama fans who just beat Tennessee in a series are going to see this.
Did Tennessee play Alabama, though?
No.
Yeah, Tennessee. They just lost 2 out of 3. Oh, but
no.
They didn't play him in our bracket. Who gives a damn?
Yeah, but they didn't play North Carolina. They played Tennessee.
I think, yeah. I don't care.
That's so stupid.
All right. One run in a baseball game is 10 points in basketball. What's the tiebreaker?
140. 8-6. Sunday matchup, 8-6. 140.
140.
That sounds good to me.
All right, let's submit it, and then let's talk baseball. Let's actually talk college baseball now.
I mean, we were just talking college baseball.
All right.
Bracket has been submitted. I'll let you guys know how it does. Congrats to the Tennessee Volunteer.
I bet it's perfect.
It's going to be perfect. But, yeah, so that was I'll just tell everybody to skip the first 32 minutes of this.
That was fun, though. That was kind of fun.
That was fun. I like how we did the Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
When did we do Monday? We just went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Whatever. Anyways, we have a big show planned. This is a – Jack and I will tell everybody about what our plans are this weekend. We're going to go out of town. Do a little North Carolina baseball trip. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to visit possibly 5 stadiums. 5 stadiums in the North Carolina area in 3 days. It's going to be sick.
Let's go.
In fact, let's talk about it now.
What's the schedule? Talk about it now.
Huh?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so we have Thursday night, Louisville plays at Wake Forest. The plan is I'm going to pick Jack up. We're going to drive to Winston-Salem. Go to the Louisville versus Wake Forest Thursday night game. Interview some players, fans, coaches. I think we pretty much got greenlit on both Louisville and Wake Forest. So we'll have full access there. And then we're going to go and probably stay in a hotel in like High Point area, just south of Winston-Salem. Friday morning, we're going to go visit High Point University. Like tour their stadium. Dude, they have a freaking beautiful stadium.
I mean, I played there. I know it's beautiful, but why High Point?
Because it's 10 minutes away.
Who are they playing again?
Richmond. We're not going to go to the game. We're just going to do like a stadium tour, meet with coaches, players, all that.
I want to test real quick, because we're mid-major faithful, and we're going to go visit the stadium built by brick, baby. It's sick. That's
literally built. Their whole campus is built by brick.
I know, man. It's dope.
It's a sweet
talk campus. About a country club and the university.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to tour the field and shoot some videos and interview some players, coaches, all that Friday morning. And then from there, we're either going to head to UNC Greensboro, because they're hosting Mercer. We might stop by, say what's up.
Gross.
I know you're going to say gross, but, it is just like right up the road from, what's High Point from there. So Friday evening, we're going to go to the Georgia Tech at UNC game in Chapel Hill. I got connections at Georgia Tech. Basically, before and after the game, just try to interview players, do a stadium tour.
If you guys don't get Vance Honeycutt on behind the pencil, it's all a failure.
Come on. I mean, we're going to have Vance Honeycutt, Drew Burris, Cam Hill. Like, there's going to be some big-name guys and coaches, too, possibly. And then,
you gotta ask Scott. What's the coach at North Carolina named Scott? Oh my god.
Setting the tone early for those curious. And this is something that we love y'all's insight on too. Dan McDonald tomorrow at 5 o'clock sharp. Now, obviously, that dumb basketball sports can be rolling on this weekend. Do we backload all this content, release it early next week while people are hungover on basketball on Sunday night? Or do we just start pushing it tomorrow right away? Thoughts?
I think you should do one or two each day. Just your two favorite ones each day, and then save the other ones for whenever the kid goes off or something. By the way, you've got to talk to Scott Forbes about his shoe game.
Okay.
Scott Forbes, shoe game head coach, North Carolina Jays on his feet.
You can do that. Of course.
Everything North Carolina. But then after the game, we're going to drive to Raleigh, which is like just right down the road. Duke, NC State, we're going to go there Saturday morning. Tour the NC State campus. It's going to be sick. Possibly get Jonathan Santucci on the pod. Or not pod, video. I don't know.
We're just gonna behind the pencil.
Behind the pencil. We're just gonna shoot a lot of content for the people and document the whole thing. Like me and Jack are driving up there, so like the camera will probably always be rolling.
Yeah.
Like just goofing around. I mean, I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be entertaining. I've never been to any of those stadiums, so I'm pumped.
North Carolina road trip powered by Zen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dixon Ticonderoga.
Mm-hmm. And a Dixon Ticonderoga. And a Dixon weekend.
Flops on the ground. Saturday morning, college game day for college baseball. Basketball can go play in the highway. It's all about the Carolinas, baby. Let's have some fun.
All about the Carolinas. And anyways.
Wait, you guys should set up a little table. Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be Saturday at like 10 a.m.?
NC State. Raleigh.
All right. Set up a little table. Set up a little table. Put two pod mics in front of you with your laptop. Put the field behind you and talk a little bit college baseball.
College game day?
But make it super ratchet. Like I'm talking a little fold-up table, two mics, and just record.
Dude, I've already got an iPhone tripod.
All right. I have
this rolling. What fold out white table Bills Mafia style. The good old handy dandy pencil talk fly. 11.7 hats and your favorite college baseball players on the Southeast this weekend. Where the hell else would you rather be?
And come you on. Guys should, I'm really mad right now. You guys should be wearing a Defend the Bosch or some sort of t-shirt this weekend.
Yeah, should have ordered it beforehand. My bad.
Should we paint ourselves?
I'm not gonna paint myself.
Ew, that's not for the brand.
Yes, it is.
That's not for
you saying ew because of me.
No, we're not a tits out kind of brand.
We absolutely are tits out kind of brand. Go tits out. For
the anyway, back on topic here. Saturday night, where are you going?
We'll be heading home Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sunday on the couch.
Sunday on the couch until it's time to pod and do the mid-major rankings.
Good weekend. I'm excited. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Scott Ford, Jay's on his feet. That's what I want.
Yeah. All right. We'll get a close up. We'll zoom in heavy for you all the way.
Beautiful.
Their jerseys are gorgeous. If you're listening along, send us who you want to hear from this weekend. We're going to get all your favorite players.
Huh? If you're in the area, go to the games. Let us know.
Yeah. Come do college game day with us. Come do college game day with us.
We want to interview.
Stand behind them.
Pay some people to hold some signs up. Get the Washington State flag back there.
Are you gonna do a Pat McAfee style? Cut off sleeveless shirt, stand up the whole time.
Don't buckle. Yeah.
You just got mad at me for one of
the All right. I think Ben is a little like dragging on this episode. I'm like, he's always no dead air kind of guy. He's
like, you talk, dude.
I don't want to talk anymore. I hate hearing myself talk.
You were leading the conversation. Hey, share your screen. Let's do the weekend series pick 'em. Let's hammer that out here first. And then we can kind of at the end of the episode, we can yak it up a little bit. But I know everybody's wanting to see the 6 weekend series. We got Tulane at Rice, Florida at LSU, South Alabama at Troy, Kansas State at Houston, Florida State at Clemson, and Mississippi State at Texas A&M. Sure, there's plenty of other really good series out there this week. We felt like these were the most, like, coin toss 50-50 series out there. Shout out to, what does that say, T-Tiffany 28, first place in our leaderboard, 23-9 on the year. That's incredible. That really, really impressive.
That is really impressive. There's a new name on that board, though, fellas. I can't read too well. I can't
see. Ooh, who is that?
Jack sitting in eighth place, tied for seventh at 20-12.
Oh. Three games back,
dude.
Hey, wow. Shout out to Noah Bienick. I don't know how to say his last name.
Oh, yeah. Noah Bienick. Bienick. Big time college baseball gambler. Definitely recommend following Noah Bienick on Twitter.
My God.
Maybe Noah Bienick should teach Ohtani guy a couple tricks and tips.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy how Ohtani's.
By the way, so off topic. I think this is all a cover up. I think it's a huge cover up. He's taking the fall for something much bigger and deeper that we don't know about yet.
What do you mean? Like he's the one gambling?
I this is the college baseball podcast. I can't discuss right now. We can discuss off air.
Okay.
Anyways, like I was saying, these are all 50-50 toss-up series, to be honest. Like, you really can't – I mean, I guess some people will say, like, oh, no, 100% A&M is going to beat Mississippi State 2 out of 3 this weekend at home. But as we saw last week, like, nobody thought Mississippi State was going to beat LSU 2 out of 3. These are all very competitive series is what I'm trying to say. And – I came in with some notes. I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Ready.
All right, sweet. So, as always, we'll start at the bottom. Tulane at Rice.
I don't know why you like starting at the bottom. It's like one of my biggest pet peeves. It drives me insane.
Dude, you're watching.
It leaves the best two series at the top.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know about Florida State at Clemson. We talk about this every single week, Dimitri. You say the same thing every single week.
Well, this is a new week. What if I don't like Florida State anymore?
Well, if what you should do is just put the best series at the bottom, and then I'll start at the top.
Thanks.
Mr. Anyway. All right. So we have Tulane at Rice, and everybody's probably like, oh, man, this series would have been great in 2003. Like, nobody cares anymore. Well, let me tell you about something. Rice, 8-12 on the year, right? They've played a pretty tough schedule, and they've played it pretty competitively. I think Rice is obviously not all the way back to what we're used to seeing, like growing up and watching Rice. But listen to their schedule so far. They get swept by Notre Dame opening weekend. No big deal. Like, every game was close. Notre Dame probably is just the better team right now. But then Rice goes and beats Sam Houston in the midweek and then wins 2 out of 3 against the Raging Cajuns at Teague. At the Teague.
So, the Teague or Teague?
Teague. They get blown out by LSU. They get swept by Stanford, but all three Stanford games were pretty close. They win Friday night in Hawaii and then, you know, lose the next three, but whatever. Tough place to play. Sweep Houston Christian. Like, both midweek losses this week, close games. Like, Rice is a couple big hits away from, like, instead of being 8-12, being 12-8. Like, every single game has been pretty close. On the flip side, Tulane comes in at 13-8. But they're only 2-3 on the road. People don't really look at home and away splits, but they do matter in college baseball, in my opinion. Their road wins, they won a game at Nicholls and one game at Louisiana, but they did lose 2 out of 3 to that Raging Cajun squad. I think Rice wins this series, powered behind Parker Smith Friday night. Rice, like, Parker Smith is one of the true, like, Friday night aces in this country. Like, 7 innings, 3 or less runs, it feels like every time. I'm taking the Rice Owls here.
I do like Rice, but I do like Tulane. I watched them play Monday night against St. Louis. I came away kind of disappointed in St. Louis's offense, but this is about Tulane. Tulane can pitch. They can really pitch. Can they pitch at a super high level? No, but they can pitch for where they would need to be. They got super high in the AAC tournament last year, one of the best stories in college baseball the last couple of years. 19-40, went to the postseason. I like Tulane here.
I think that Coach Cruz is building something. I'm not saying that they'll return and become like an East Carolina at the mid-major level, but I do think that Rice can become a really formidable place from a recruiting standpoint, especially in the state of Texas, where like you can really turn it, you know, on a 180 with just one really good recruiting class. And I think they've done that this year. I don't think that the Raging Cajun series was a fluke. They've got this closer, Davion Hicks. Nathan Becker hits in the middle of that lineup and hits nukes. I'll take Rice. And I think they win it like on a Friday, Sunday, and it'll come down to a rubber match.
Right on. So two on Rice, Dimitri alone with the green wave. Next series is pretty interesting to me. You get Florida at LSU. I feel like this is one of those prime series where people are like, LSU is going to bounce back at home. They're going to win 2 out of 3, like no doubt. And we saw what they did in the midweek. Like Tommy White blasted 2 baseballs in the midweek. He looks like he's pretty much been their offense besides Tuesday. Over the past weekend at Mississippi State, like he was their offense. He was their everything. So I think a lot of people are going to take LSU here to bounce back at home, winning 2 out of 3. I don't know what it is, but like if Florida can just win a Friday or a Saturday, I love their chances on Sunday with Cags facing off against Thatcher Hurd. Like, and that might be a rematch. Is that a rematch from last year's College World
Series? Yeah, no, it is. It is game 3 of the College World Series final with Cag versus Thatcher Hurd.
Yeah. Wow. I just put that together. Well, history says Thatcher Hurd's going to pitch better. But so far this year, I'm
Holman needs to pitch better. Hurd, they all need to pitch better.
Look, all right. So Florida is 12-8. They should not be ranked in the top 10, like statistically, talent wise, sure, maybe. They just haven't put it all together. I'm going to take the Florida Gators here. I think this is going to be a prime example of everybody thinks LSU will win the weekend. Everybody thinks that Florida is trashed, this and that. I'm going to believe in the Gators for once. I'm going to say that they go into the box, set the tone early, and win on Sunday. That's my guess.
I'm going to make it very short and sweet. I think Florida wins this series. I think LSU is going to go through a rut, and then they're going to come out guns a-blazing when the calendar flips to May. LSU will be just fine. But right now, I think Florida is geared up for the weekend. I told you guys about Luke McNeely. He looked phenomenal on Tuesday night in out of the bullpen. You guys watch any of that?
Yeah.
He, for a freshman, he looks really good. He's like 94, 96, effortless, pretty little slider. Give me Florida. I think they'll be just fine. They have made it a point. We don't care about midweek. We care about weekend.
I was going to ask that. Are we concerned that they keep losing midweek games? Is this a testament to the depth? Like, why are they allergic to winning in the midweek?
Because they start a guy and they fall behind early every Tuesday.
Yeah, but
they fall behind me.
I mean, A&M was down 9-2 to Prairie View tonight.
Okay, but the state of Florida, I think, had better competition
than the state of Texas.
If you go look at schedules, I think it's harder to play. I'm not saying the state of Texas or state of Florida is better as a whole, but I think when people sleep on the FAUs and the Jacksonville Stets and South Florida, I mean, UCF until they joined the Big 12, but people slept on those teams, man. They're good. Florida Gulf Coast, too.
I'll take the state of Louisiana over the state of Florida, to be honest with you.
You would take McNeese, Southeastern Louisiana over all those teams that just listed?
I'm forgetting about a lot of the. I mean, yeah, I will. I'll take La Tech. I'll get weird.
No way, man. No way. I think Tulane and La Tech are on the same level as Jacksonville
stuff. The Raging Cajuns? I don't know. Well, here's what I will say. I think that this weekend is going to mean a lot to Florida because they're going to want to there's a lot of familiar faces from a year ago. I think Tommy White's going to continue to be Tommy White. To me, though, this feels like it could be a sweep. I think a lot of people have written off LSU and are saying that this isn't the team of old. I think that Hayden Travinsky is the X factor this weekend to give a little bit more depth in the middle of that lineup. I think they continuously get guys on. I think Thatcher Hurd is hearing the noise that, like, he doesn't have the same stuff from a year ago. But to me, the kid that like has pitched in a lot of really fun roles for LSU is Gavin Guidry. I think Guidry is like a dude that can go get like a two-inning save on Friday night and then bounce back and get you like a really crucial clean sixth on Sunday. They've given up a ton of runs, so I know there's a lot of questions in that back end, but there's a lot of guys that are starting to get it to click. But I don't know why LSU can't win in the midweeks. It doesn't make sense to me. And I think that proves depth. And I think to Ben's point, like if they can just find a way to split and get it to Cags on Sunday, they feel great. I don't think they can do that. Then I think it's all the pressure in the world on Cags on Sunday. And I think LSU can sweep here.
Yeah. You said LSU. You don't know why LSU can't win on the midweeks. You meant Florida, right?
Florida, excuse me.
Florida, okay. Florida. I knew what you meant, but I didn't want the commenters coming after.
Thank you. Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess to answer that, like I think Florida just doesn't take midweeks seriously at all, especially early in the year. They want to test out all their freshman arms, their sophomore improving guys. Midweeks have never meant something. Like for me, as like someone who, I guess, evaluates college baseball, for the top tier programs, like midweeks are important in my eyes, but they become more important in April and May because that's going to be your elimination starters. Like that, those are going to be your elimination games in the postseason. That's what you compare it to.
But right now, they're going to have all the experience in the world when you get to May.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, yeah, I'm sticking with Florida here. I think this is just a prime example of everybody's going to be on LSU. I think they're both equally talented. And I think that Florida on the weekends is just a little bit better because of Cags on Sunday. I know Dimitri's got to leave here in about 15 minutes. So we'll get through these weekend series, pick them. He'll step out and then Jack and I will finish up the show. We'll wrap it up. But next we got South Alabama at Troy, battle of just the southern part of Alabama. Two really good mid-major programs here. South Alabama did get swept last weekend by Georgia State. That's a tough one. Like that's a tough one to swallow because when they look back in like middle of May and they're like, why are we seventh in the Sun Belt? It's like, oh, you couldn't take care of business in Atlanta. This has got to be like probably everybody's favorite series to pick, Troy. I'm going to take Troy at home. They've looked a little vulnerable sometimes on the weekend, but I think overall this is a more talented team. I think the home field advantage plays a huge part, and you're starting to see Troy's offense like get going a little bit. So I like Troy at home.
If South Alabama did not get swept last weekend, if they would have won that series, I probably would be leaning South Alabama here, but I can't ignore that weekend at all. Give me Troy.
I think we all knew I was going to take Troy, but I do think, like to Ben's point, I think South Alabama, it almost, I'm not saying that it's a must-win series being week two, but they have to start gaining ground, understanding like what the Fun Belt looks like week in and week out. I'm going to take Troy, and I think South Alabama fans should thank us.
Yeah. Like, dude, if South Alabama gets swept again, that's bad. Like, starting Sun Belt play 0-6 ain't good.
I agree.
Yeah. This next series, Dimitri and I debated putting this on there or not. I think it's really intriguing. Kansas State at Houston. Kansas State has some of the most talented players in the Big 12, like, hands down. Like, Kalen Culpepper, Tyson Nabors, like, the whole crew behind them. And a team that I think has enough spunk to make some postseason noise. Like I think I would not be shocked if I see Kansas State in a super regional. Like they could be a 2 seed or a 3 seed in a super regional easily this year. Just because like star power usually ticks it up a notch in postseason play. But I really like what this Houston Cougars team has going for them right now. Like the pitching has been lights out. This is a very veteran led team. There's a lot of transfer portal guys. And, like, they put it together a lot quicker than I thought that they would. Houston, second place in the Big 12 right now. Can't ignore that. I know it's only 6 games in, but I think I'm going to take the Cougars at home.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that their pitching staff is good enough to last over 3 days. And Kansas State does not have the pitching to last the three-day weekend right now until Tyson Nabors comes back fully healthy.
I'm really surprised, and I like it. I do like Houston. I think they also are top in the Big 12 right now because they play the two worst teams in the conference. And with a sweep over Baylor and losing 2 out of 3 to BYU.
I don't remember them playing TCU. When was that?
Okay. All right. Really, Ben with the funnies here. Anyway, that was a good one. That was a good one. But give me Kansas State. I'm not sold on Houston yet. I'm not sold on them yet being a top five team in the Big 12 yet.
I think this is a split, but I have been like super pleasantly surprised after I just crapped all over the state of Florida. UCF has been a lot better in the Big 12 than I would have imagined. I know you wrote a great piece on them, Dimitri. So I think that there is some meat on the bones for these teams that have showed up late in the Big 12. Houston's 11-2 at home though this year. And I know that they haven't played the craziest out of conference, but I like it. I think it's a split. I think it's a really good series. I think Kansas State wins one of these games really big. I'm not really sure which one, but I think Houston has more depth, especially in the back end. Like in that Houston Classic, they were able to go 12 innings with the Raging Cajuns, and it felt like every guy they came and brought out of the bullpen, they felt better about every timeout. So I think it's one of those weekends where their depth provides, where Kansas State is on the exact opposite. They're super scarce with arms. So I'll take the Cougs.
All right. Next series we have here, another prime example that we talked about last week when it was Texas A&M undefeated going to Florida. Look, Florida State's traveling to Clemson. Like, we've seen this script before. An undefeated team goes and plays against like a top 10 team in the nation on the road. Like, shout out to Florida State for holding off Stetson in the midweek, by the way. 1-0 game was really good. Very fast game. Pitching staffs both look good. This has to be the time where Florida State trips up, right? Like, I've seen this script too many times over like the last 7-8 years of college baseball. A team that's undefeated goes into a hostile environment and just can't win 2 out of 3. I'm taking Clemson to win here. And even though Clemson's dead to me forever because of that Kennesaw State parlay, I just have to stick with the script that we've seen so many times. Undefeated team, hostile environment, on the road, they don't win the series ever.
I think the key for me here, okay, first of all, 38-2 combined record between these teams, pretty impressive record. Yeah. Florida State ranked, Clemson just played great baseball all around. Florida State can pitch. Their schedule has been weak. Clemson has played a pretty good schedule so far through 5 weeks. Here's my key to this weekend. I think in order for Florida State to win this series, they've got to win the first two. Because when that first loss comes, they're going to be like, damn, it came. We lost. Like, I'm not saying they're going to overreact or anything like that, but it stings a little bit because you want to keep your undefeated streak going on as long as possible, obviously. So I'm going to go with Florida State here, but they've got to win the first two games. And I really like Jamie Arnold. I like Armstrong out of the bullpen. I think Cam Leiter gets them the win on Friday night. I like Florida State here, but they've got to win the first two.
I feel like fool me once, can't get fooled again. I'm not riding with the Tigers until like I'm absolutely have to. I think James Tibbs out in right field, he's going to hear the noise. I mean, Clemson's got an unbelievable college game day like environment. Like, it's a really fun place to play. I think the Noles kind of thrive there this weekend. They got a sweet little Cajun setup out in right. I think it plays right into the big sweet swing and lefty swing. I'll take the Noles. I don't think they sweep. And if they do, that legacy World Series is looking mighty fine. But I'll take the Noles.
Let's just say this. If Florida State sweeps this week,
no way you're about to say this. No way you're about to say this. Go ahead.
Are they the number one team ranked in the D1 poll?
That's what I was thinking. You 100%
have to.
You have to at that point, right? It doesn't matter what Arkansas does.
No, doesn't matter. They're undefeated.
Now, what if Florida State gets swept? Does D1 baseball drop them out of the rankings?
100% they do.
Oh, shit. And they'll be like, I told you they sucked.
And the next 10 tweets will just be like, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
I
will say this about D1 baseball. They are usually correct on preseason and fall reports and everything. They were incorrect about this Florida State team.
You are so bothered by this.
I am. No, I really am. Not bothered. Wait, time out. Not bothered. I just want to make it a point that I say this all the time on this podcast, and I'm going to take a little minute spiel here, so everybody just bear with me. But this sport is 90% based off of two outlets, Baseball America and D1 Baseball, their preseason write-ups on both the teams. I mean, both of their write-ups on the team. And everybody takes 50% from the stats from last year, and they take 50% from preseason write-ups, and they hold on to these opinions for far too long. Like, we're going on to weekend number 6, and there's still people that are like, yeah, Florida State's not good. They haven't played a good schedule. It's like, bro, if they were ranked top 10 preseason, they would be the number one team in the country right now. So that's my spiel. Like, and maybe I am a little bit bothered because D1 baseball held this opinion for 5 weeks before ranking them. And it was all based off of their preseason report. Like, guys, it's okay to say you got this wrong. Like,
let me finish.
Like, this Florida State team possibly has 2 first round picks on it, plus about 3, 4, maybe 5 other top 5 to 10 rounders. Like, this is a super talented team coached by one of the best coaches in America. Like, it's time to, like, respect Florida State and forget about last year. Last year is a complete wash. That team last year was nowhere near the team that they have this year. That's my spiel. But I'm still picking Clemson.
That's funny. But my thing is, before we move on to the last series, preseason write-ups matter because you researched this team. You saw all the pieces that they had. Sure, can some players outplay their expectations? Can some players underperform their expectations? Sure, yes. But the preseason write-up matters because it basically, hey, this is what they have on paper. This is what their ceiling and their floor, basically. So I'm not going to sit here and say preseason write-ups don't matter. They do.
I never said that. I'm just saying that they held on to that opinion far too long.
Okay, but it still can ring true. Like, maybe they're playing really well right now.
Here's a good example. Dimitri, here's a good example. Like, we were wrong about the Campbell Camels, and it took 2 weeks for us to be like, hold on, hand up, we messed up Campbell.
Fair.
Same thing with Southern Miss. We were wrong about Southern Miss in our, like, preseason research and write-ups. And I think a lot of teams were wrong, or a lot of college baseball outlets were wrong about Campbell and Southern Miss, because on paper, they weren't supposed to be these teams that win weekend series like how they have been, but they just do. And it's like, all right, at this point in the season, we have to take what's happened on the field and focus on that. That's my point.
Okay. Fair enough. I agree with that.
I just think people forget that if you've played this sport, I don't give a shit if you're playing like the YMCA club teams. Really hard to win 19. Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
Last series.
All right. Last series, we have Mississippi State coming off a weekend series win against LSU at Texas A&M, who's coming off a weekend series loss in Florida. This one, it was my toughest one because I think there's 2 main reasons why this is the toughest one for me to pick. One, like, preseason, I was big on Texas A&M. Like, I picked them to win the SEC, and I really do think that they might get there by the end of the year. Like, sure, you lose a tough one in Gainesville first week in the SEC. You still got a lot of young pitchers, a lot of young faces you're mixing and matching around. But this Mississippi State team, what they did not only on the weekend, but also in the midweek when they were down 9-2 to Memphis and then come back and win like 16-9. Like, that shows me a team that is, one, offensive, and two, that's like not scared. Last 2 years, Mississippi State was playing games scared. Like, Chris Lemonis was making pitching changes that made no sense. He was leaving guys in way too long. There was just no trust, no team chemistry. I think this Mississippi State team has way more team chemistry than people think. I'm going to take Texas A&M only because it's at home. If this game was in Starkville at the Dude, if this series was, I think I might take Mississippi State there because they hit so well at that ballpark. But we know Texas A&M, they have the big boppers. They got 3 guys on the weekend that they can trust and over anything. So I'm going to take the Aggies here, but it'll be a 2-1 win. They will not sweep. I think Mississippi State gets at least one.
I think Mississippi State is good. I think they're not good enough yet to be consistent week in, week out in the SEC. You have to be so damn good to win every weekend. It's just impossible to do. The consistency's got to be almost perfect. You saw one of the best teams of all time do it, Arkansas. And that was one of the best teams I've ever seen in the past 10 years. That team was so good.
Talking about 2020, was it? No, 2021.
when they lost to Nebraska, not Nebraska, they lost to NC State in that super regional.
Yeah.
That was one of the best teams, and they went undefeated in SEC play, weekend series undefeated. It's really hard to do, but I really like Texas A&M. I think they found an X factor in their bullpen long relief, and Chris Cortez, by the way, one of my favorite arms. I'll say it now. The guy is up to 99. His ball moves all over the place. He's got everything. And I think when you have a guy like that, you can take your team a long way. I mean, you saw it with Kevin Kopp. He can go 3-4 innings. Chris Cortez can go 3-4 innings. I'm not saying Cortez is Kevin Kopp. It's not even close. But I really like Texas A&M. They just had a tough weekend in Gainesville. And, yeah, give me A&M.
Well, I'm about to staple Duty Noble a nice big series victory, Doug, because I'm taking A&M too. I like the Fungo Golf, fellas. A&M gets to stay at home. They get to rip some Fungo Golf. They're going to get a big-time match in tomorrow after practice before this weekend. I think it's all A&M. I think they bounce back. I felt like that Florida series, they were a swing away. They left so many runners on.
Yeah. So many.
Like, so many runners on, and they've executed every time this year. And they were one swing away in both games from sweeping Florida and Gainesville. So, more to do with A&M, less to do with Mississippi State. That's where I like the Aggies.
Yeah. All right. So, congratulations to Mississippi State and congratulations to South Alabama. You guys have won the weekend series already.
Yep. All right. Anyway, well,
I know you need to go, Dimitri. So, you
got to get out of here. I got to go bop some softballs.
Yeah. Me and Jack will wrap up the show here.
All right.
Boom.
Hey, to all the listeners, I appreciate you as always. Enjoy your weekend. We got another full weekend of college baseball coming up.
All right. See you, dude.
Riz God, that guy.
I just kicked him out. There we go.
How'd bracketology go, buddy?
Dude, bracketology was fun. I think there's going to be a lot of people mad that we ended up picking Tennessee to win it all, especially when there's like five teams ranked ahead of them. But, I mean, overall, it was fun. I think a lot of people are just going to skip the first 32 minutes of this pod, but that's okay. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but five teams are ranked in front of them, but like Arkansas didn't make March Madness.
Yeah, like Arkansas, Oregon State, LSU. There was a bunch that didn't make it.
Yeah, so we're fine. I feel good about the – it's all about the path, too. I feel good about it. I was hoping I was going to jump in, and you guys were going to have taken Stetson over UConn.
Thought about it. We really did. If you would have been on, we probably would have – you would have been the tie-breaking vote.
I just waited you. I was all over the Hatters, which would have been a tough
one. We looked at UConn's Friday night starts. They've won some pretty big Friday night games, so
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, dude, how are we feeling?
Feeling good, man. Excited about our little trip this week. I mean, dude, we might hit 5 stadiums, 10 teams. Film sick. Content. It's gonna be big time.
That's gonna be so cool.
Yeah.
I want the people to hit us up, man. I think if we could set up, if we go swing through a good old Wally World and we go grab a Bills Mafia fold out table, I think we could take over the world.
That's all we need. We really don't even need a table. We could just stand there.
I know, but the table would be, it makes it look profesh as hell. And then we just got to steal some helmets for some mascot picks. That's all.
Yeah. Anything else that's like jumping out to you this weekend? I mean, we missed a lot of pretty good weekend series that we just didn't have on the agenda, weekend series pick. I'm like, Arkansas travels to Auburn this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It actually starts tomorrow or today if you're listening to it. Don't sleep on Auburn. Like, they could sneak a game or two. Yeah. Like, Arkansas's offense has still been, like, lackluster. And Auburn can hit the ball. So, like, if it becomes a shootout, I can see Auburn sneaking a game or two, maybe. Let's see. Oh, wow. Mississippi State A&M is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's not good. I just realized that. That means people need to get their picks in before 7. We'll have to send a message out to everybody in the weekend series pick'em competition. I completely forgot that started on Thursday. Whoops.
I always forget that they do those.
Yeah. Alabama at Georgia is a big one. Like, Georgia 0-3 in the SEC, Alabama 2-1. Georgia's got to win the series at home. If they don't win the series at home, they're going to be in trouble. I'm excited about our Georgia Tech, North Carolina game we're going to go to. I'm excited about Duke, NC State that we're going to go to. Those are both going to be fun. Ole Miss, Tennessee.
Yeah. Like, there's one out. Oregon at home against Arizona is going to be fun, I think. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think that'll be a fun one where Oregon kind of separate themselves. Arizona's like the blue blood on the West Coast. Like, who establishes themselves at like as top dog in the Pac-12. I think Oregon can kind of pull away, if that makes sense, in a way that this early, but if you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a big one for who to take seriously in the Pac-12. Like, are we going to be taking Arizona seriously? Maybe, maybe not. They just lost 2 out of 3 to Arizona State, but like Oregon, I mean, if they want to hang up there with Oregon State, they got to win that series. Here's another series that I think like possibly could become an upset. Like Sam Houston at home against Dallas Baptist. Dallas Baptist hasn't played the greatest baseball away from home. Like going to Huntsville, Texas, like Sam Houston's going to have a pretty good crowd there. They're 15-7 this year. So that one's definitely one to keep an eye on. Here's another one. TCU at Oklahoma State. Two Big 12, usually favorites in the Big 12, both struggling. TCU 1-5 in the Big 12, Oklahoma State 1-2. Like, both of them need to win this series. I will be keeping an eye out on that one, 100%.
My three mid-majors, my rapid-fire guys that I liked, two of them are total homer picks, but I am actually really curious. The first being Citadel and Wofford. Citadel's gotten off to a really quick start this year. Wofford has – I mean, they played College Charleston really well last weekend. I think they're kind of almost submitting themselves as a favorite in the SoCon this year. But this is the best start that the Citadel's had in close to 7 years. College of Charleston, North Carolina, A&T. And A&T's kind of sneaky. Like, they're
A&T's kind of playing good ball.
They kind of hit nukes. Like, they kind of hit bombs.
They're a super old team. I was looking at the roster. Like, they got a lot of guys that are, like, our age.
They are old, and they're fun. You know, College Charleston's obviously, I think, 16th in the mid-major rankings with us. So, I think that's going to be a really – like, College Charleston pitching really, really, really good. They went and got a nice one against Georgia Southern earlier this week. And then my last one, Sun Belt action. I want to see if JMU is, like, the real deal. Texas State heads to JMU. That's going to be a really fun weekend.
I'm telling you this right now. James Madison and all of their weekend series have played really good baseball. Like, remember, they beat – Arkansas one of the four games, and then they should like they gave Hagen Smith his roughest outing by far.
They rake.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm starting to really like the Dukes. I think they're gonna be a Sun Belt threat.
Really?
I do. I'm buying into them.
I'm telling you, they've got this kid. I want the mid-major guy. He dominated in the Cape. They got a kid by the name of Fenwick Tremble. Just a great A, cool ass name, but he rakes and he hits in them. They've hit him 2, they've hit him 4, they've hit him 5. He's a fun outfield piece, super, super athletic. So I want the people to know the name.
Yeah. Didn't Chase DeLauder go to James Madison? Yeah. He's tearing it up in spring training, I saw. Like he's hitting like 500.
Yeah, raking. He was there I was right down the street and they used to beat the brakes off of us when I was at Georgia.
Yeah. I'm surprised we didn't. I mean, we might maybe. Now, we probably can't fit it in, but Vanderbilt at South Carolina, like must-win series for South Carolina. Vanderbilt's playing some of the best baseball in the country right now, if not the best. So, big series there at Founders Park in Columbia. Going to be keeping an eye out on that.
That's one of those weekends Founders Park needs to, like, will them to 2 wins a little bit. Like, the juice.
You got to.
You know what I mean? Remember when,
on the table, man. Like, y'all go all out, win 2 out of 3 against Vandy, you're right back in it.
See, like, right back. You're not even worried. Like, when Petrie took Skeens deep twice against LSU on that Friday, that's the kind of day. Like, they need that kind of energy because Vandy's the real deal. Mm-hmm. So they need that kind of juice. Did we talk Tennessee Ole Miss? Did you bring that one up?
Yep, slightly. Like, Tennessee's 1-2 in conference, Ole Miss 2-1. But, like, it's a statement series for both teams. Ole Miss can go to Knoxville and win a series, like, oh my God, Ole Miss is back all the way.
And doesn't it feel like Ole Miss is kind of playing with house money a little bit? They win
100%.
People didn't really expect them to win. I'm like, all right, like Tennessee's playing really good baseball. Let's just go roll the dice and see what happens, man.
That is always scary when a team's playing with house money. Like when they're, because they, Ole Miss could jump out top of the first Friday night with a five spot. And it's like they got momentum for the next 3 days.
Yeah. And if they can win. I don't, and I know, and maybe this is just me like learning college baseball social media spaces in a nutshell, but like these were the same people that wrote off Limo and Bianco like week two. Like, we're done. So would you have sacrificed a national championship to never have a season over 500 again? It's like, fucking breathe, dude. Like,
we're week two. Relax.
Jesus. So you go take two from Tennessee in Knoxville. Now all of a sudden, like, bro. So I don't know. That'll be a fun one. I expect Tennessee to like.
I think Tennessee is going to sweep that series, even though I do believe Ole Miss is better. Tennessee is going to be pissed off this weekend. They lose 2 out of 3 after winning Friday night in Tuscaloosa. Like, they got to bounce back and sweep.
Yeah. They, I don't know. Their offense, doesn't it kind of feel like with, I don't want to say less star power than they've ever had offensively. Tennessee's offense is like just really good. And like,
oh my God. Yeah. Blake Burke, Christian Moore, those guys are raking right now.
And those were like the guys, but like they just got like all the right pieces. Like, and I know Billy Hemmings like the guy over at third, and he's like the big name. So like, maybe I'm just kind of bullshitting, but it does feel like they're less like iconic standout figures, like with the daddy hats and the pit me jacket. Like, yeah, they're just
different culture now.
You know what I mean? They're just going about their business and beating the brakes off of people. So Burke hit his 38th home run. I think they said that was. That Ty Helton? Did I hear that wrong?
I think he tied it. That's right.
Which is, you know what I was thinking about? What? So 38 is a program, like, tie record or whatever with, like, an all-time great in Helton.
Cags hit 33 or 32 last year.
And Cags hit 33 and Wilkin hit 31 ACC record. Like, that's just so stupid.
Yeah. And everybody always talks about Tennessee's ballpark being, like, super small and all this. Like, I don't know. It is what it is. Anything else you want to talk about here before we wrap it up?
Stoked to get on the road tomorrow. We got to figure out how to do like go Instagram live or something tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna document the whole trip. It's gonna be a blast.
Boom.
You got a college basketball lock. Who's your pick to win it all?
We were really close to almost doing it. I think it's North Carolina Duke in the finals.
No shot. Didn't that happen a couple years ago? Maybe
the Final Four.
Final Four. See, dude, I don't watch college basketball ever.
Yeah, the College of Charleston's going to win it all. Duh.
Do you think they can beat Bama?
It's a tough matchup for them. Bama's big. But here's the thing. I saw something like the last like 20 basketball national champions were top 20 in offensive and defensive efficiency.
Yeah.
And College Charleston's that. Like, they can shoot their way into any game in the country. Like, no questions asked. So I think they'll be fun, man. I'd like to
Who's
watch
the best player. I'm dying to this Charleston team. Who's the best player?
On all right, the Aussie. Rain Smith broke the College Charleston 3-point record. He had 11 in a game this year. Played for Team Australia. He's a dog. They got a lot of fun pieces. Ante Berzovic, Ben Burnham. They have the third youngest player in Division I basketball. He's 6'11", James Scott. They're fun. They got a lot of fun pieces. It's not like cool. I was with them all year, but. Chalk pick UConn. Second
everybody's
chalk.
On, everybody's on UConn.
I know. Did you see all those ESPN fucking dorks? I can't remember who it was. Picked all 4-1 seeds.
Shannon Sharp.
What a loser! What a loser!
Dude, have some fun in your life.
Seriously,
I think the only time there was 4-1 seeds in the Final Four was like 2008.
Yeah, I won't watch. No. I did one bracket this year. I've got Duke, North Carolina. And then I have a 1, a 4, a 9, and a 13. So hypothetically, I have College of Charleston there. Hypothetically, I have South Carolina in there. A little bit of a homer pick.
Is South Carolina good?
Frisky. Frisky. Okay. If they can get past Oregon, I think they go to the Elite Eight. So a hypothetical investment, I've got them going to the Elite Eight. It's like plus 900.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick Marquette. To win it all. I'm about to fill out my bracket after this.
You want to hear a fun story, and then I promise I'll let us leave.
Do you want me to fill out my bracket live on air?
Yeah. So Marquette, Bring up your bracket. I wonder if this is a good podcast or if this is a Club Broma thing. So for those listening along and want someone to bet on for this March Madness and someone to hate, aka me, Tyler Kolek, Marquette's starting point guard, who's returning for the tournament. Do you know who that is, Ben?
I've heard the name, yeah.
All right, so for those listening at home, Tyler Kolek is a second-team All-American. Second-team All-American point guard. He's averaging like a double-double. He's a bucket. Tyler Kolek started his career at George Mason, where I told him in our house one night, if you play for us, we must stink out loud. If you could play for us, I'm going to go try out. Real life story.
What made you say that? That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I had a few alcoholic beverages, and I'm such a wannabe basketball player. It's insane. And we were playing a bunch of pickup at the time, and like I felt like I was athletic.
Was he not good back then?
So the joke was, this was before the basketball season started, and I was just saying it because I was like 4 inches taller than him, and like I don't know, because I'm an asshole. And he won A-10 Freshman of the Week and A-10 Player of the Week 8 times, which were A-10 records. And everyone was like, you must feel like a real douchebag. I was like, yes. So if you want a guy that's get good on the hot, terrible takes, I'm your guy.
Love that. Yeah, I think I'm going to pick Marquette to win it all because
that's a good pick.
Nobody's talking about them. They're a 2 seed, and usually the public never wins. So
Shaka Smart plays legitimate defense on the floor too.
Is that their coach?
Shaka Smart, baby.
The old like VCU in Texas guy.
He's a dog.
Oh, dude, I love the pick now. All right, we're gonna fill out my. All right, so anybody that's listening to the podcast that doesn't care, I'm gonna fill out my bracket live. It's Wednesday night. you guys can turn it off now. It's gonna take me 5 minutes because I don't know. But I'm gonna take UConn to beat Stetson. Okay. I'm gonna take Northwestern to beat FAU. I think everybody's on FAU, so I don't know anything about Northwestern, but they're gonna win.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take San Diego State to win. I'm gonna take Yale to beat Auburn. I'm gonna take
Duquesne
BYU to beat Duquesne. Illinois wins, but Morehead State covers.
Nope.
I like Drake to beat Washington State. I like South Dakota State to beat Iowa State.
Love that.
Little 2-15 upset. North Carolina beats Wagner. Mississippi State beats Michigan State. Grand Canyon upsets St. Mary's. Nope, check that. St. Mary's kills Grand Canyon.
So you can do this one.
Charleston beats Bama. New Mexico beats Clemson. Nope, check that. Clemson beats New Mexico. Baylor beats Colgate. Nevada beats Dayton. Arizona kills Long Beach State.
Have you seen that story, though? Have you seen that story, though?
Yeah, I did. The coach got fired, and he's still coaching.
Long Beach State's coach is quite literally coaching without a job. It's the coolest
thing. I actually watched – so I bet on Long Beach State and who – like Cal Davis or something. Whoever they played in the Big West Finals, I bet on that game because it was like 11 p.m. on a Saturday. And I bet against Long Beach State, but both of those teams were terrible. Like, they sucked.
Not good.
They could not shoot the ball. So, fading Long Beach State. All right, here we go. Back at the top. Houston kills Longwood. Nebraska beats Texas A&M. Wisconsin beats James Madison. I've seen so many people pick James Madison that Wisconsin's just going to win. Vermont's going to beat Duke. Texas Tech beats NC State. I love the NC State big guy, though. Burns. Is that his name?
DJ Burns.
DJ Burns, like, awesome. But I think NC State's run comes to an end. 5 games, 5 days, whatever it was. Kentucky kills Oakland. I think the winner of this Boise-Colorado game going on right now, they're both of these teams look pretty good. I'm going to take them to beat Florida. Marquette kills Western Kentucky by 30. Purdue beats Grambling. Utah State beats TCU. Gonzaga beats McNeese. Samford beats Kansas. Oregon beats South Carolina. Creighton kills Akron. Colorado State beats Texas. Tennessee beats St. Peter's. All right, we're round of 32 now. UConn destroys Northwestern. Yale beats San Diego State. Illinois beats BYU. Drake beats South Dakota State.
The Bulldogs.
Mississippi State beats North Carolina. St. Mary's beats Charleston. Clemson beats Baylor. Arizona beats Nevada. All right, other side. Nebraska beats Houston. Vermont beats Wisconsin. Oh, we're getting weird now. Texas Tech beats Kentucky. Marquette beats Boise / Colorado. Utah State beats Purdue. Gonzaga beats Samford. Creighton beats Oregon. Tennessee beats Colorado State. Sweet 16, UConn beats Yale. Illinois beats Drake. St. Mary's beats Mississippi State. All right, I need your help. Clemson or Arizona here?
Arizona beats them. I think there's going to be a lot of Clemson fans that are shocked and stoked to see you have them in the Sweet 16. Arizona beats
them. Dude, I don't even know why. Nebraska beats Vermont.
Nebraska, have you seen this kid?
I had yes, the Japanese Steph Curry. I did watch a TikTok of him.
Yeah, he's a dog.
So yeah, he's gonna lead Nebraska to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Beating Vermont. Don't know anything about Vermont, but they win two games.
They're the Catamounts.
Marquette kills Texas Tech by 30. Marquette is winning each game by 30 up to this point. Gonzaga finally makes the Elite Eight, and they're gonna play against Tennessee.
Okay.
All right.
This is drunk. I love it.
All right, here we go.
I'll give you $100,000 to name one player on Illinois. I couldn't do it.
Hold on. I actually watched the Big Ten Championship Sunday.
I don't have a hundred.
I feel like there's a Shannon something.
Oh, Darren Shannon. That's a good one. I lose.
Is that his name?
I owe you $100,000.
His first name was Shannon.
Yeah, Darren Shannon. I owe you $100,000.
He's a beast, man. St. Mary's beats Arizona. Tennessee beats Gonzaga, and Marquette kills Nebraska by 30. Like, destroys them. And we're going to have a St. Mary's versus Marquette final. Marquette wins. How many total points? 151, the amount of Pokemon in season one. I'm going to enter the All-State Tourney Challenge and – enter the submit bracket. Congratulations to the Marquette. I have to fill out remaining information to complete your online sweeps entry. All right, I'm gonna stop sharing there. I don't want anybody to see my address. But anyways, there's my bracket.
Congrats to Marquette. That's sick.
Yeah. What are they? Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh! Where are they? They're in like Milwaukee. Is that right? Yeah. Somewhere in Wisconsin.
And Shock is going to have them ready. I love that pick.
They're going to win the first four games by 30 apiece.
It would be fitting for Tyler Kolek to win this thing. It'd be like the ultimate on the dumbass. Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
Who did you beat in the championship? St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. The Gales.
What's my final four? UConn, St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Tennessee Marquette.
Tennessee Marquette. Yeah. Yeah. Nebraska.
That sounds like a final four.
You got 1-1 in there. You got the weird guy in St. Mary's and then Tennessee Marquette. Okay, right now.
So I got a 1, a 5, and 2 2s.
That's fantastic.
Dude, that sounds like a Final Four.
That's good. That's really good. I'm trying to remember what mine was. It's not very good, but I love it.
Just tell me who your Elite Eight are.
My Final Four. I did it on CBS this year. I did a family one. I haven't done a weird guy. Let's see. Picks. Bracket games. I've got North Carolina beating Duke. I've got Auburn in there. And I have I have Creighton as well.
Creighton, okay.
So I've got
Wait, you didn't think Yale was gonna beat Auburn? Because I think that's a lock.
I'm a recency bias guy too, where it's like, you know how you'll never like Clemson baseball this year?
Yeah.
Yourself. I think Auburn might be the greatest basketball team ever because I had South Carolina against them in the SEC tournament and they got beat. I think they got beat by 41 and it was like hilarious. Like it was one of those investments where I was like, I don't even care. This was never close. Auburn
stopped checking the scores.
I was like, guys, I don't think you guys understand. I think Auburn might be the greatest college basketball team ever assembled. So that's why I have them in my final.
Yeah, I know They won the SEC tournament. I did watch that. Yeah.
I'm just a sucker for the script. I think we need to see Filipowski trip somebody in the Final Four, and that preferably it's against North Carolina. So that,
my favorite thing about these bracket challenges is, like, my buddies run them for like $20 a piece, $10 a piece, or whatever. And I usually do pretty good because, like, last year I had FAU in my Final Four.
Did you really?
And the reason why, they were like 31-3 in like an 8 seed or something. And I was like, dude, like, they win ball games. So I had them in the Final Four, and like nobody else had any of the Final Four in there. Yeah. Because last year was UConn, who was like a 5 seed or 4 seed, San Diego State, 5 seed, FAU 4 seed, and then who was the last team?
I can't.
Miami. Miami, like a 10 yeah. seed or something?
Or Miller, another George Mason guy. Dude, FAU was the team that made that viral Gary P video go.
Oh,
so our club Bromaha national anthem singer Joe Satterfield and I guaranteed that game, and I said FAU had no shot. It was in their 8-9 like
against Memphis,
and I loved Memphis. I thought that Penny Hardaway's that guy, and I pissed all over my jeans in public. It was awesome.
Yeah, still haven't seen that video, but I want to. But bro,
shout out to bro.
Anyways, like last year I did good in my bracket challenge. I ended up coming in first in one and second in the other because nobody had anybody in the Final Four. And like all of my bad picks in round one, like since FAU kept winning, it was like you got more points for having a four team. And I had them to win the championship. I was like, dude, if they won 31, like they're 31-3, like they're going to win the championship. And they almost did. It was sick. So all it takes is like one wacky Final Four team to make it. Or like a champion, and you win it all.
Oh, that it's mid-major. You're a mid-major guy. But Dimitri, why are we caring about the mid-mid? Because we're mid-major guys.
Through and through. Anyways, that was fun last like 10 minutes, not talk about college baseball. We'll be back Sunday night. But seriously, everybody that's listening, follow Jack, follow myself, follow 11.7 on Twitter, Instagram. We're going to be firing out videos. It's going to be sick. This weekend's going to be legendary. And if you're in that Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Greensboro, Winston-Salem area, and you're going to go to a game, hit us up. We'll definitely like eat a hot dog with you or something.
Pencil talk you. Come on.
We'll pencil talk you. Yeah.
If you know the pencil and you come and ask for an interview, I might tear up. I'll be so happy. Come on.
All right. Well, we're going to end it there. Everybody have fun this weekend. Watch tons of college basketball. It's great. We'll take a step back, but college baseball is still number one on our minds. So.